This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Dozens of villages were evacuated in tourist hotspots in southern Turkey on Sunday as wildfires that have claimed 8 lives raged for a 5th day, while blazes also hit Greece, Italy, and Spain. Fanned by soaring temperatures and strong winds, with experts saying that climate change increases both the frequency and intensity of such blazes, this year's fire season has been significantly more destructive than the previous average, according to EU data. Turkey is suffering its worst fires in at least a decade. After hitting record levels last month, temperatures are set to remain high. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been criticized after it emerged that Turkey has no firefighting planes, even though 1/3 of its territory is forested and fires are becoming increasingly frequent. According to EU figures, Turkey has been hit by 133 wildfires in 2021 so far, compared with an average of 43 by this point in the years between 2008 and 2020. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Sunday Israel has evidence proving Iran was behind the deadly tanker attack off Oman last week, warning his country could send a message in retaliation. His office says he told a weekly cabinet meeting, quote, "The intelligence evidence for this exists, and that we expect the international community will make it clear to the Iranian regime that they have made a serious mistake." Earlier Sunday, Iran denied its involvement in the attack, with a foreign ministry spokesman saying Israel, quote, "must stop such baseless accusations," and noting it's not the first time accusations have been directed at Iran. The ship, managed by a prominent Israeli billionaire, was struck Thursday off the coast of Oman, killing 2 crew members. This is VOA News. Hundreds of anti-lockdown demonstrators in Germany defied a court-ordered protest ban on Sunday and gathered illegally in the streets of Berlin. Police say protesters harassed and attacked officers and ignored roadblocks. They claim some in the capital city tried to break through a chain of officers, leading to the use of irritants, batons, and physical violence, and police made several arrests. Judges had banned planned demonstrations this weekend, including one for Sunday that was meant to draw some 22,000 people. The court said it could not allow rallies to go ahead over fears participants would break rules on mask wearing and social distancing at a time when Germany's infection numbers are on the rise again. Berlin police deployed more than 2,000 officers in riot gear across the city in anticipation of protesters gathering despite the ban. Thai anti-government protesters on Sunday took to the streets in their cars and motorcycles to show discontent against the prime minister's handling of the coronavirus crisis. They formed a long line stretching over 20 kilometers through Bangkok, honking horns and raising the three-finger salute, a gesture of resistance inspired by the Hunger Games movie. A 47-year-old protester claims people in Thailand can barely make a living right now, saying all of his family members are affected. He says the government has failed to provide vaccinations on time and many have not had any vaccines. Thailand's been grappling with its biggest coronavirus outbreak so far. The country on Sunday extended tighter containment measures in Bangkok and high-risk provinces until the end of August to slow spread. Chinese cities rolled out mass testing of millions of people and imposed fresh travel restrictions as health authorities battled Sunday to contain the country's most widespread coronavirus outbreak in months. China on Sunday reported 75 new coronavirus cases with 53 local transmissions, with a cluster linked to an eastern airport now reported to have spread to over 20 cities and more than a dozen provinces. The outbreak is geographically the largest to hit China in several months, after the country's successes in largely snuffing out the pandemic within its borders last year. Beijing has cut all rail, bus, and air links with areas where coronavirus cases have been found. The Chinese capital has also closed its doors to tourists during the peak summer season and is only allowing, quote, essential travelers with a negative test to enter. And many Israelis age 60 and up received a third shot of COVID-19 vaccination on Sunday, as a national campaign begins offering elderly people booster doses in an effort to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.